produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Consumed my life, and every day was a fight. I had forged my path right beneath God's wrath. I lived life my way, and I was destined to pay, but Jesus took his death.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and happy Thursday. This is Tammy Pope, your host of the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. As always, the music before my show is from my dear friend and church member, Amber Patterson DePaola. If you are interested in her music, please let me know, and I will get you in contact with her. And also, our church is having their upcoming Christmas musical where you will get to hear some of her original Christmas songs. So if you're interested in getting the link to that, to follow our church's Facebook page, to watch the live stream, just shoot me a message on the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast Facebook page. First, I want to say happy December. Can you believe that 2022 is almost gone? I mean, it just seems like it was merely yesterday when this year started, and time truly does fly. What I want to talk to you about today is the end of the year. And there are several people out here who are freaking out because they didn't meet a goal that they set this year. And they are thinking that because they didn't check that little box, that whatever they did over the year doesn't matter. So I want to share something with you that I posted on social media earlier this week. And it says this: the coming of the end of the calendar year does not mean that you have run out of time to do more, better, and greater. Just because you reach December 31st or even January 1st and think that you may need or may have to start over, that does not mean that you have run out of time. I know that when it comes to goal setting, we are encouraged to make things time sensitive. However, you have to remember that everybody's life is not yours. There will be things that you will be waiting on where you may not get your answer to what you need within that time frame. But it does not mean that you have run out of time with which to get things done. It could very well be that that wait was necessary for you to have more, better, and greater in order to do your more, better, and greater. The second thing that I want to say is that the coming of the end of the calendar year does not mean that you are a failure. A goal is still a goal, whether its timeline is met or not. Now, I'm about to say something that's going to sound very strange, and it's not a popular opinion, but it is okay to have the same goals from one year to the next, so long as you are making progress. Remember how I just said that some of the answers and things that you need to be able to move forward in that goal may not come before the end of the calendar year. But that doesn't mean that you failed. It just means that you need to give that goal a little bit more time. So for some people, the last 3 months of the calendar year, October, November, and December, are some really character building and sometimes even lean times that are filled with more urgent hurdles that needs to be jumped over first. So when I say that not achieving the goal by the end of the calendar year doesn't mean that you're a failure, it is different when there is a reason for it as opposed to an excuse for it. So let me shine a little bit of light on that subject. This time last year, I was recovering from a head-on collision car accident that I am two of my daughters were involved in and blessed to walk away from. And on the day of the car accident, I received a phone call with someone who I was working on a project with. And the only reason why I took this phone call was because I was in so much pain. And talking to somebody other than my family or other than nurses was a way for me to take the focus off of how much pain I and my children were in. So against my better judgment, I answered this phone call only to be met with disdain. This person reminded me that we had this meeting today and how missing it wasn't a good look and how there were things that needed to be done and I was the only team member who wasn't present. And I said to them, the reason why I was not there was because two of my daughters and I were involved in a car accident about 4 hours ago. I am sitting with my family in the emergency room at this very moment. And her whole tone and demeanor changed to where she began to ask me, what did I need? Was it okay to tell the rest of the team? How are we doing? You know, call me if you need anything. Just all of that different stuff. So all of the disdain went away when I explained why I wasn't there. So even though there was a goal with a clear and definite deadline on me, my and my family's healing was the hurdle that I needed to focus on at that time. So here's the thing. The tasks that were assigned to me still got done, but not until after I was strong enough to do so. I did not rush my healing nor my family's healing in order to stay on track with this timeline, because at the time for me, it was impossible. One, because I ended up in a wheelchair, and two, it was because I was on a cocktail of medicine that made me hungry, sleepy, dizzy, and have to pee all at the same time with every single dose. So I was in no condition to do what was being asked of me. And I had to communicate that for this person and this team to understand. So there is a difference between a reason and an excuse. An excuse is something that is within your control that you spit out in hopes that nobody is going to fact check you, look behind you at, or ask you any further questions. When you make an excuse, you are looking to cover up something and you're looking to pacify the person who is asking you why something isn't happening. On the other hand, a reason is something that is just out of your control that stops you dead in your tracks, and you truly need a bit of grace, time, money, and effort to get to the headspace and heart space that will allow you to complete the task. The third thing I want to share with you is that the coming of the end of the year is not something that you should allow to fill your head and heart with angst. And what I mean by that is, if what you are attempting to do at that moment is not going to keep you and yours from starving or dying, let it take a back seat until you have got your head, your heart, and your home in order. Yes, you may miss some opportunities. Yes, you may not be able to gain access to certain people's places, things, and ideas that you hope to, because you have to attend to this matter first. Yes, you may have to wait until something comes around again for you to be able to take care of it. But that does not mean that you have failed. And you have to be careful with internalizing the thoughts, comments, questions, concerns, and observations of people around you who want to make you think that you have messed up, and you have messed up royally, because that is not the case. These people don't understand that the business that you have to handle at the moment may be different from what they know. They are not living your life. They are not walking your journey, and they are not riding or driving in your lane. Keep up with what you can, with what you have, until you can get to where you want to be and ultimately where you need to be. This is one of the reasons why during the month of August, I always talk about the new year starting on your birthday. And it is because we get so inundated with January 1st being the be all end all that we drive ourselves into the ground and into oblivion and even depression, because we are trying to make that fit. So one of the things that I tell people to do in that broadcast is to count the number of days between their birthday and January 1st, and they see usually very quickly that they need to stop depending on January 1st as their beginning or as their be-all, end-all. And it's funny to me, because I ran into one lady, her birthday is December 29th. So she was like, my year is only 2 days long. And I always feel like I'm running out of time. So now she is starting her year when most people are ending it. So here is what I want you to do. During this time, I want you to take a good, hard, long look at what you are reading, what you're watching, what you're listening to, what you're doing, and who you're hanging around. Why do those five things matter? Each one of those, if taken too seriously and sometimes in the wrong context, will make you think that you are a failure because you have not checked all of everybody else's boxes. The boxes that you're trying to check may not even be yours, so you definitely need to be careful. So in this holiday season, I wish you God's absolute best, simply because we need it. So during this time, don't push, press, stretch, or challenge yourself to do more, better, and greater for anybody other than you. I want you to be the strong person for you during this season and into the coming year. And that is important, because you are not going to achieve the goals and dreams that you have If you are tired, frustrated, both broke, busted, and disgusted, stuck, stale, stagnant, and sunken because you're trying to be all poised, polished, and perfect before January 1st. Do not put undue pressure on yourself and ask for help while putting yourself first. That is my story. I'm sticking to it. My name is Tammy Polk, and this has been the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. But you guys know me. I dare not end my show without thanking two very special people, one of which had an amazing honor bestowed upon her. So I want to take this time to thank our CEO and our founder, Kayla Padgett. God bless you during this time, during this season. To you and your team, we do keep you and your family in prayer as you continue your journey in biblical daughterhood. And we thank and praise God that you continue to keep going. And last but most certainly not least, Dr. Nicole Gates, who I now call Dr. Bully Brandologist, the woman who lovingly bullied me into having this radio show in the first place. First of all, darling, congratulations on all of your accomplishments. We see you out here. We feel you out here. Thank you for your undying and your unwavering support of me and so many others. That is my time. As always, God bless, Godspeed in all that you do. Eat a cookie, handle business, reset those goals, and go after what you want. Make it an amazing rest of the day, week, month, and year. I'll see you in January.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.